We did Sif Yud Gimel. We didn't finish all the Mishaburas and Sif Yud Gimel. So holding my Mishabura, Sif Katan Ayin He. We started it, but we didn't really finish it. So let's go back to Sif Katan Ayin He. Please, to be, I can't. You realize it's very difficult for me to focus on what I have to say when you're busy talking to everybody?
Yeah.
And is it more important that you say liberty? I'd actually say sheer. Okay, so let's try and work on that, okay? Okay. So we brought the two opinions against. He brought the opinion of the Ben Oshimshin and the opinion of Ben Otam. Whether you, in a case where you made it into an Esau, you made a dough with the intention of baking it. So when you did that dough was chayv and chala. So if it's called chayv and chala, that says to me that it's called lechem oritz, because the mitzvah of chala is connected to, but when you're eating me lechem oritz, so it's called lechem. And now you go and you, instead of baking it, you boil it. So what happens over there? So this is the machlokes between the Ben Otam and the Ben Oshimshin. So the...
It was never baked.
Okay, so the...
It's halfway to being a bagel, right?
So the Ben Oshimshin says...
The dough was made into dough.
It was dough, but it was never made. It was never baked.
So
Ben Oshimshin says, so the bracha is going to be mezonos. And the Ben Otam says, since when you made the dough, it was chayv and challah. It got a din of lechem. See, we saw before, lechem, which you then boil, instead of baking, right? Lechem, which you boil, if it's a kazayis, the bracha remains hamotzi. So here also, the bracha will remain hamotzi. So we said that the minig is, comes along, the remorse of the minig is to mekel. And the Shulchan Aruch says, but your Reish Shemayim should be yotze both opinions and only eat it during the meal, not to get involved in the suffering. So the Mishabura Lahakil, Kasim Magan Rum, the Dadafka Beloyachal Kadei Sviya. The meaning to be Mekel is referring to a case where a person does not eat a full amount to create a suffix of benching, because there wasn't enough for a meal to satiate. A person eats bread, not enough to be full, is only chayv min rabbanan to bench. So now according to one opinion, this is bread and you have to bench. According to one, because you don't need enough to be full. According to one opinion, it's mezonos and you make an alamitius. You know what? It's all the rabbanans anyway. Let's be mekel and just say alamitius. Because svia, in case a person had enough to be full. So then already, the chiyah birchas amazon who made a rice, and now the chiyah benching is the rice. Sarach levarach birchas amazon misavik. So Magen Rambam says, so you're going to have to bench, because now you're dealing with the suffix the rice. Either if it's bread like the Ben Otam, you're mechuyev to bench. If it's not bread, according to the Ben Oshimshin, you have to say an alamichya. Alamichya is not sufficient for benching, so you're going to have to bench. Okay, now Zot Mishabura Akolze Bishor Shalosh Vasim Lilosa Ovo. He died to left his pass. It's all talking about when you made the dough, you had planned to bake it. So that's when the Chiyav Chala takes effect. That's when it gets a din of lechem, and that's when the Rebbe Tam says it doesn't lose its din lechem by boiling it afterwards. El Shachakach Nimlok Vasa Oisos Sufkanan. Afterwards, you change your mind and you made it in Sufkanan, which means you baked it, you boiled it. So you boiled it, not baking it. So if when you made the dough, your intent was to not to bake it, but to fry it or to boil it. So then, there's no reason to be machmer, because it doesn't have a din of lechem. Okay.
What's it
called again? We just finished Ayin Hay.
I have a question?
Yes.
So, I know there are people who buy dough. The dough is kneaded, and then they can do what they want with it. So, does the bracha go after the person who kneaded it, or the person who bought it, and might do something with it?
That's a good question. I would imagine in that situation, since most people who buy the dough intend to usually bake it, so then we assume that the person who made it originally made it in a way that it has a din of lechem, so therefore it would he would probably be the defining element, the person who made it.
Where did you start today? Because I thought you got farther last time.
How far did we get?
I thought we got to pay.
What?
We got
all the way to pay? I wasn't sure. So I went back to Ayin Hay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Ayin Vav, let's just finish off from there. Yerushim Ram Yetzis, the Meshuchan Aruch said, let's do both. Hainu Afilu B'Shoy Yadaitu B'Shas B'Lila L'Vashu L'Tagin. Now, way presents that we have the Ben Roshimshin, that even if you intend to make it, to bake it, since you didn't bake it and you boiled it, the bracha is nozonos. Ben Otam said, since your intent was to bake it, you change your mind. If it's ready lechem, so the bracha remains hamotzi. Now we're saying we'll be machmer even in a scenario where you intend originally when you made it to make it to boil it. Even that we're going to be machmer. So the question is, why is that true? That you have to be machmer even in that scenario. So that's going to be the scenario of. So donut. If you make donuts out of donuts, not of batter, but donuts which are made out of dough donuts, as opposed to batter donuts. So when you made them originally, your intent was to boil them. You deep fry them, so that's boiling. So according to the Reno Shimshin, the bracha is mazarnas. The bracha is mazarnas. Even if you eat a kedai sviya, the bracha is still mazarnas, and alamichya, because it's not bread. And there's the whole din of that when you eat a shir sviya, your bench is something which is pas. This is not pas. According to Ben Otam, even though theoretically the bracha should be it's pas, but it's possible kissing because there's a lot of oil and stuff like that in the dough. But if you eat a kedai sviya, so now you got a bench, right? But even the Ben Otam, the way he presents it, was only because you plan to bake it. Over here, you don't plan to bake it; you plan to boil it. Comes along this mishavura. Because there is a shita in the Ben Otam that even in the case where it wasn't the nimlach, but you originally planned to boil it, you also have a din of hamotzi. So we're saying Yerei Shemayim should be machmer even on that. So if I'm going to have one donut, so Mamon Hashoch, according to Ben Hashem, the bracha is mezonos and alamichi. According to Ben Otam, even though it's theoretically, according to this opinion, pas. But it's possible b'kistin, so right through the brachas, mezonos, and alamichya. But I'm going to have multiple donuts, so then the Yerei Shemayim would only have it during the meal. Right?
You're saying not as dessert. You're saying literally during the meal.
No. It's opposed to having donuts. As not a part of a meal. Okay. Well, you should only eat it. Even if it's a small amount. Again, our scenario of donuts is different because there's other items in the dough, but plain dough, which is the case that we hear in the Shulchan Aruch, plain dough, even a small amount, only during the meal. Okay. Then the Ramah came along and said, this is all talking about after that. Now it says lachar afia, which is incorrect. The words are really lachar bishul. Halosh inim adutah kolkach berush lachar habishul b'kader b'tigum ha'machos. After you cook it or after you fry it, it looks like in some way it looks like bread. But if after you finish cooking it or frying it, it does not look like bread. For example, all of the pasta. So then the bracha is mazarnas and alanif. There's all discussion that the piece was a kazayis. The piece wasn't a kazayis. Even if it's bread ma'amish, it loses its din of bread by cooking. So the Rambam doesn't argue on that. This whole discussion is all talking about that the piece itself was a kazayis. Okay.
I want to understand what you just said. I thought you said as long as it's a kazayis, It maintains the halacha of being bread, but it sounds like what you just said is that no, if you boil it or you fry it, it becomes mazonos.
Okay, we had a discussion before of boiling or frying something which already was bread. Okay? Here we're discussing something which has only been dough, it's never been baked. It's never bread yet. So before, once it's been bread already, it's already bread. So we say, if the pieces of the kazayas, I don't care if you boil it and you fry it, it doesn't look like bread anymore, it's still bread.
Because it started out as bread.
Because it started out as bread and it's a kazayas. If the piece is less than a kazayas, so then it depends whether it looks like bread or not. But if the piece is a kazayas, it's indestructible. Here, we're saying that the Rebbe Tam came along and said, a chumrah, that something which was never baked, but when you made the dough with intent to bake it, and therefore it came chayiv and challah, it gets a din of bread at this point in time. However, it's not bread fully. Even the Rebbe Tam agrees to that. And therefore, that means it's only considered, even Kormen Otam, that's a moitzi, if it looks like bread after you bake it. Number one. Number two, obviously the Ren Otam, which is being machim over here and saying that it's bread after you boil it. I'm sorry, I said bake, I meant boil it. Right? That it's dough which is boiled. So it's only relevant to this discussion. The Rebbe Tam says it remains bread if it's a kazayas, just like over the case of bread mamish. If it's cooked and it's not a kazayas, it loses its status of bread. So we're also, if it's not even baked ever, for sure, if it's cooking, it's going to make it not bread. So the whole discussion of the Rebbe Tam, which says that dough is considered bread, and therefore after you bake it, after you boil it, it's still considered bread, is only talking about a kazayas.
But what about, forgive me, let's say you make a what looks like a dough, and you don't intend it to be bread. You intend it to be mizonos, and you make a nice big dough. And if you would bake it, it would be bread. But if you boil it, does that mean that since you intended to boil it, you intended it to be a mizonos roll, it remains a mizonos roll, even though it's the same exact ingredients that you would make for, in other words, if you would bake it, it would be a bread, but if you boil it, it would be a roll?
Now, according to Beit Tam, when you make the dough, if you dough which you're making, which you're planning to bake,
no, I'm saying you're planning. You're not planning to bake it. You're planning to boil it. You're planning.
So that is a machlokas b'sharim in the Beit Tam. And the Shulchan Aruch is saying it's worthwhile to be machmer even on that, only during the meal.
But I'm saying the person doesn't.
I said that is a machlokas b'sharnim, whether there's difference what your intention is, and according to one opinion, according to Beit Tam, once it's dough, it'll be bread. I don't care if you boil it or you bake it. But so he says, therefore, because of that shita, let's be machmer and only eat it during the meal. And your reish shemaim should only eat it during the meal. All right, mikra, then you don't have to, and mikra, then well, the minhag is to make it and make a mezonos on it. And for sure, that case, because you have a multiple double argument to say that that's true. But your Rishon Mayim is only during the meal. That's what he's saying.
What case do you have a double argument to say that's true? Where there's less
case where he planned to boil it. He didn't plan to bake it. So according to Ben Shimshin, it's always a mezonos. And even according to Ben Otam, we learned that the main sheet of the Ben Otam, it's only because you planned to bake it. But if you planned to boil it, it never was bread. So according to Ben Otam, also would be a mezonos. So there's one sheet of in the Ben Otam, which holds that even if you're planning to boil it, it's still bread. Okay. So from I don't have to be. Terelechem. So this is all talking about after you boil it, it looks like bread. Well, Dharmas, if you're the libidum, terelechem, yesh kazayas. It's pieces of kazayas. So who cares what it looks like? Like we said before, in Sifyut, I don't care what it looks like after once it's a kazayas. The answer is over there was bread once. Tarez the one you tchila p'chaskam. Okay. Zok to the Ramovaiter. So the Mishabura and Sif, cut and pay. So something which is made as lokshin, called vrumzak, which we would call things vermicelli, which is pasta. It doesn't look like bread, therefore it was made a dough, you boiled it, you planned to boil it, it doesn't look like bread, so I don't care, the bruch is mazonis, and I don't care how much you eat. Now, zok to the ramah, but pastido, but kreplach, are called, they have tarah lechem. So what are these things? They're full of meat. Like we'll see later on at the end of the simon. So then they're bread. But if the miloy was not meat, not a savory filling, but a sweet filling, and then hypopasmakistin, kosher kosher besif zayin. That's the case of besif zayin. If you have something which has a sweet filling, it becomes a mazarnus. And therefore the bracha will be mazarnus unless you have enough to make a meal out of it. Even if it's been baked. Okay. That's the Ramal later on. The Ramal later on differentiates between a filling of a sweet filling or a savory filling. A sweet filling is a mazarnus. A savory filling is hamotz. That's the Ramal. So the Mishmar, again, a Taz Karlik, the Taz disagrees on the Ramal. Usually the gam pass hamamula b'bosser b'dogim k'yagav na'avi gam came a cloud passable b'kistin. So, according to the Taz, the filling is a, even if it's a savory filling, the bracha is mazarnus. It's possible b'kistin. Now, over here, that's talking about something which is baked. But over here was boiled. So over here like this. Since it's been boiled, we said the minhag is to make it mazarnus. The whole issue is, what would be if you ate sheer suda? We'll talk about what we do l'alach l'maisa in a case where it's been baked. If it's different, a meat filling, a savory filling versus a sweet filling. We'll talk about it later on at the end of the sentence. So these things have tar lechem, and the bracha is, so therefore the best thing to do is eat them during a meal. You actually said a bracha of a mozi on actual bread. So you shall eat it during the meal if you want to be your Shema Mimach, like the Shulchan Aruch said, the Iker, then the meal is a Mimachal. Iker, then it's a Mazarnas. But the Yerusha Mayim, we need it during the meal.
Things filled with the savory filling?
We're saying the things are filled with the savory filling. According to the Ramah, that doesn't make it possible for kistin. So now it's bread. But it was never baked. It was only boiled. So since it's only been boiled, so like a crepel. The crepel dough is not a regular pasta dough. It's much more like a pie dough. It's a thick, strong dough. Then you boil it, so it's not a mazonis because of pasul bakistan, because it's a savory filling according to the mold. So what's the issue? It's been cooked. It's supposed to be baked. Well, that's mechalik to menotam rena shimshon. The Shulchan Aruch says best only eat it during the meal. Shulchan Aruch says Yerei Shemaim should only eat during the meal. We make it then. The minhag is to be mekel and the bracha is mazonis. Zot Ramah. This is all talking about the ingredients in the dough. The dough is not a sweet, dough itself is not full of other ingredients. Full of other ingredients, we have a whole other issue over here. Forget about the boiling versus baking issue. It's a sweet dough. So the bracha is mazonis because of that. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, even though it's been boiled, it's still a moitzi. There aren't other ingredients in the dough. It's regular bread dough. Since it started out as a regular dough, even though you fried it afterwards and it now absorbed the oil, etc., I don't care. But when you made the dough, it was full fledged bread, according to this opinion. But if before you fried it in the dough itself, there was honey and other items, you can law and there was a full fledged bread dough. If you did make a kriya suit out of it, the kamayis and mavurach elabrim and zonus tigam abkia mitaras lachem legamri yesh mechol mavurach amotzi mavurach zemozik in pasukis. So now you made a meal out of it. So now that you put these other items in the dough, so the dough now is a sweet dough. So now, according to the first opinion, and then you boil it. It's a mazonus according to the rabbeinu tam. Well, it's pas, but it's pas over kist, it's good, so it depends on what you eat. Okay. So this is all talking about that you boil it and you do not bake it afterwards. Zatzif yudal, cholut. Pirish, kimin pash, cholten asim beroiskin. First you take the dough and you scorch it, as it were, with boiling water. Scald it with boiling water. Shachakach ofobot, and then you bake it. So that's how you make a donut. Excuse me, a bagel. Tzpaskamer hu v'orchel alav amotzi. That's bread. So even though you plan to boil it, you also plan to bake it, and you did bake it, so it's a motzi.
Even though you boiled it first.
Yeah.
Which raises the interesting question of, well, if you boiled it first, wouldn't that give it the din of being a mazonos? And that, why do you then baking it later change that?
That could be.
I mean, suppose you intended to. Well, no, you already said that.
Okay, now. Sotaramor. The Chedavar should be lost on Raka. Shafor Batanabaloi Mashka. You start out with a batter. So, batter is not bread. Batter is not bread. It doesn't have it in a pas. But then you baked it in the oven without any oil or something. And that bakes it out, and now it gets a bread-like form. So then it can pass, and v'vorach alav ha-moitzi shalosh brachas. It gets it in a ha-moitzi. Again, the Talmud doesn't say, but the dough was just flour and water dough. So even though you made it as a batter, sorry, it was flour and water batter, and then you baked it in the oven.
Like a cake.
So it's bread. It comes out looking like bread. It rises, etc. It looks like bread. So it's bread. The brachas amotzi. If you do the same thing as a batter and you bake it with other ingredients, so it's Passover kistin. But right now we're talking about a case where there was no other ingredients in the dough. The dough was flour and water. Just it was a very thin, it was a batter. It wasn't a dough. So right now, it's a mazarnus. It's not bread. But since you bake it without any oil or something to boil it, you just bake it. So the brach will be amotzi. Furthermore, even if you don't bake it in an oven, if you pan bake it. Without any oil in the pan, so then the bracha is still hamotzi. Umat mashke shesh moishkin boi ha'ilfus shal yisar fa'isa lo mikri mashke. Even if you smear some oil on the frying pan, that it shouldn't burn.
It shouldn't stick.
That's not called, for this purpose, that's not called baking it with liquid. It's called baking it. And therefore the bracha will be hamotzi. But it started out as a batter. And you fried it, so it never became bread. So the bracha will be mazon. Hey, Gimel, the same thing, it would not be baking in an oven. You bake it on a griddle afterwards. So you boil it and you bake it on a griddle. You bake it on a griddle without liquid. So the bracha will be hamotz. You might have argued that since you first scorched it, scalded it with hot water, then even if you make it afterwards, it's not considered bread. So we're saying that that's not true. Kamash Mulan, that's not true. So once you bake it afterwards, it's called bread. Without mashka, yeah. Just paskam or morkal amoitzi. Rakim will set it out being a spongy, being a batter. And then you took that batter and you boiled it and then you baked it. Before Hamoitzi. Fine. I don't have any mugging of rum. The fila teed the Meshem before Hakach before Hamoitzi. Okay. Even if you fried it in oil, the bracha is Hamoitzi. Mugging Meshem the worm of the thrill, the fila below Kabbalah of Mavar Hamoitzi. The mugging of rum means it's Hamoitzi, period. Even a small amount is Hamoitzi. It's not, you don't need a Kviya Suda to get it into Hamoitzi. The Taz argues, many of them feel like the Taz. The Tigun, B'dvash, or B'shemen, frying it in honey or in oil. The same way, if I take a dough and I mix into the dough oil and honey and different things, that may downgrade it. So if and the dough is a plain dough, but I fry it in oil and absorbs the oil, also will give me the same result as possible because below kava sudam avorcha bremenazen as well a mitzvah. So therefore, if since that's true, it's not a mitzvah. It's an ala mitzvah. If you don't need to share kriya suda. Okay, in that the end of the kripas kisan el v'shetin the kol kach shem and ashoyu shom. So he may hear about Tom, the Gabi Gakema, Kamusha Kosabur, Moa Bakal, called the Paskis, and Sib Zion, Ayn Jamishabur. We had before in the Ramah said, not like the Makabra and the Rambam, that this halacha, that the other ingredients in the dough affects the dough, it's talking about that there's a very strong flavor that they put in the dough to the point that they're the main flavor and the flour is secondary. So if you want to then transfer that concept to say, well, if you fry it in oil, it's considered like having oil as one of the ingredients in the dough. Again, it'll only be that you fry it in enough oil that it's going to affect the flavor to the point that becomes the primary flavor that you're tasting. Then the Ramah added, if the case was that it was originally a batter, if you take it and bake it in the oven, becomes a moitzi. Fibla Kabbalah, this is a moitzi even without a Kriya Suda. This is bread. Vaimog and Roman, Elsef Ches, Dafkim, Lohoyadak, and Beyosur, the Avoki, have a club, Paskissen, Vain Shom, Masham, Bisham. If the result is you do them very, very thin, so we have two more dragons, it's either so it's thin, that now becomes, it's devoted to Passover Kislev because of the sheet of the Oruch. That's thin, crispy items become a mezonos. And if it's even thinner than that, it's really, 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 really thin, so then the bracha is mezonos all the time. It's not called Teresa de Nahama. It's not called, that doesn't have appearance of bread.
What would be an example of something that's so thin? Pancakes?
No, so the example of that would be, the example we gave was the wafers.
Oh, wafers.
The mon wafers. Okay. Poppy seed,
like?
I don't know. Mon is the name of the company, not the filling.
Mon?
There's a company called Mon. Whatever company. Those very, very thin wafer layers. Tidimamashka, Roslam Shalifor, Agabi Tanner, Alb Ilfis Imamashka. You boiled it, instead of baking it in the oven, you baked it on the pan with liquid. Over here, never was. When originally you made it, it was a batter. It's not a dough. It's not chayav and chala. End the conversation. the time you finish baking it, right? It's weiter, only it's not lechem. It's not a problem. Okay. So the macabre. Teswap. Shruknin. What is shruknin? Hanashoisin guma bakira. You take in the oven, you make a depression inside the oven. The oven was set on the floor, would sit on the earth. And the oven basically was just a covering over it. You'd make a fire inside of it, and you bake it on the sides of the wall. Instead of doing that, a person dug a hole into the ground and poured a batter into that hole and then heated the oven. So it's going to bake it. So that's called truknin. Listen, so he puts flour and water in there, mixed up as a mixture, and it's baked there. So the reason why this is so is because it was a very, very thin type of a
batter,
and it would spread out and end up baking into a very, very thin type of an item. We still on the lines of a blintza, and therefore that demotes its bracha from a moitzi to mezainis. But it's pasul b'kisnin. So if you have a full shear, now it's functioning like bread, and the bracha is hamoitzi and benji. Abba Teresa, the hainu shalochim kemach umayim umarben reso b'shevchan al akira b'humispasha b'nefa, and Abba Teres lechem klal b'mivorchal abel abreben rezenas b'chaz mincholish afilu kaba sudosalam. But it was beyond the case of being thin like that. It was very, very thin. The first scenario would be more along the lines of a pancake. So pancake has other ingredients in the dough. But let's say you imagine a pancake with just flour and water. You're making a pan bread. But it started out as a batter. It spreads out. It's still not. But if you did it again, the very, very, very thin. Item along the lines like the wafers said, no matter how much you eat, it's not called Teresa de Nahama, it's not called appearance of bread, and the bracha is Mezarnas and Alamichim. The case that you made a thin batter, therefore it's thin enough that the bracha is Mezarnas unless you make a meal out of it. It wasn't so thin. Even if it's set up the saraka, if when you bake it, it comes out looking like bread, it comes out like a cake. It's a batter to start with, but you bake it in such a way it comes out rising. If you would take it all the other ingredients, it would look like bread, basically.
Take it what?
We take out all the other ingredients.
Take out all the other
ingredients. Right. And just bake it as such. It would be bread. Okay.
So you still make a mozi on it?
Yeah. Hey, that's not working, mozi.
Other ingredients?
Yeah. Since you put in this depression and it gathers together and became thicker, it's more like a bread now, like a pizza, whatever it is. So pancakes would be, they're considered pas, but they're possible. The second, however, a chorizo, which is like a very, very thin, even if your kava, the loch is, it's still a mezanis. My Rama argues on the macabre, and says, no, if you're kaveya shir suri, you have to bench. If that's a bach, that's a tur. Because Rama the machmazea in lochel la techasuda, so the Al Yerabba says, listen, we have this machloikus between the Shechonarach on one side, and you have the Morgan of Rome and the Bach on the other side. whether if you convey a shir suda, you say a moitzi or not. It's the best eitzah. If you're planning to do that, you should only do it. You should have it within the contents of a meal, which is. A bread meal, and therefore you have no shadow what the right bracha is over here.
What's the Shulchan Aruch saying? What do the Taz and the Mugging of them say?
Shulchan Aruch is saying it's so thin that even if you convey a surah, the shir is still in the zone as an element here. The Mugging of Ram and the Bach are saying. The Bach is saying that no, if you're kaveh suda shir, the bracha is a moitzi. It's not that thin that it never gets into the moitzi. So now you have a suffix. If you're kaveh suda, if you're that much, is the bracha mezonos or a moitzi? The answer is eating during the meal. Okay, let's hold it here.